ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we will bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Connect with me after the show through AskSueLondon.com. Again, folks, that address is AskSueLondon.com. I absolutely love all the comments and the emails that you guys are sending me. It has really become very rewarding for me each week to share my guest and my knowledge with you. So many of you have been saying that you've been really touched and blessed by the show. So I'm really grateful to all of you for sharing. So keep it up, folks. I love it. Now, before we get started with the show today, I want to take a minute. I want to say a very special thank you to my sponsors for helping me to help others. To learn about my sponsors, please visit my website, AskSueLondon.com, on the radio show page, and also visit my radio show page on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Now, the topic today, I am so thrilled to bring this topic and this guest to you. The topic is happy, healthy technology, how to stay well socially, physically, and mentally in a technological world. And my very special guest is Dr. Nancy Mearmore. Dr. Nancy Mearmore, PhD, is a medium, health psychologist, a spiritual fitness coach, a speaker, and award-winning author of the book Spiritual Fitness. In 2011, the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center awarded Nancy and her UPMC Shadyside colleagues a grant for the production of the stunning Hypnosis for Health DVD. Nancy has appeared in over 350 placements in TV, radio, and print. Nancy assists people in making healthy use of TV and technology. She has appeared on CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, and many other venues. Nancy has been also invited as a speaker at conferences in Europe, around the United States, and at the American Psychological Association. She has been consulting businesses, schools, hospitals, private practice, and she's been on the faculty of 5 Pennsylvania universities and was voted one of Western Pennsylvania's most successful women. Now, folks, you see why I'm so excited to bring this guest on today. I am so excited to share Dr. Nancy Mearmore. Nancy, welcome to the show, and I'm going to say to you now, I apologize if I'm saying that last name of yours wrong.
Sue, you get better every time you say it. You get it better.
Oh, God. I'm changing your name to Smith, okay?
Thank you very much.
So, folks, before we get started, Nancy, I just want to share with our listeners, we're unable to answer any of your questions today through the switchboard or through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com. But I really do want you to email me after the show at AskSueLondon.com. Send me your comments. Send me your questions about today's show. And also, you can connect with Nancy at her website, DrNancyOnline.com. So I really encourage you to check her website out and connect with her and ask your questions. Amazing lady, folks. Nancy, we want to talk about health, the health problems. There's so many health problems that can occur during due to too much use of media and technology. Can you share, you know, we're going to talk about the risks and benefits and how to minimize the risks and how to remain authentic when surrounded by influential images, words, and music. Now, my question to you is, has technology changed society and human behavior? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, it's dramatically and drastically changed society and human behavior in so many ways. So let me talk about that aspect of it first.
Sure.
The idea that we used to actually be with each other when we were together has changed. People now, when they're with you, are texting constantly.
Yes.
So the social changes that have occurred are the ones that I really want to talk about first. Because it used to be you could go to dinner with someone and have a conversation. Now everybody's texting continually. They're not looking at you. They're not present with you. And teenagers in particular have been affected because I know whether you're teens or even students who are in college are getting hundreds of text messages a day from their friends. And there's a lot of social pressure to respond and keep up with the rest of the group. So there's actually what's considered performance anxiety in keeping up their game face and being there with their other friends. And they're not paying attention to their classes. They're not paying attention to anything except the text messages. And they're experiencing stress and exhaustion, not to mention failing grades.
Yeah. And can I add something to that? When you talk about kids at a young age knowing the technology and that, I got a BlackBerry recently. I guess it's been a couple months now. And I have a four-year-old grandson, and I had to ask him how to make that thing ring, like to phone his mother. And he knew. He could tell me how to make my BlackBerry work. I was so surprised. They're learning all this different technology, like right from junior kindergarten now, right?
Oh, yes. If I have a question about my phone, my video camera, anything else, I just ask an 11-year-old.
I know. And when you talk about the texting, it is so true because we've had to really set real rules in our house and boundaries around dinner time that my daughters, all of them, they'd come over for dinner or, you know, we have one that's still at home. She's 18. And she'd bring her phone out. And I said, no, dinner time is dinner time and shut the phones off. But it is amazing when you go in restaurants how many people you'll see texting and not being in the present moment with enjoying the company of others.
It's very, very true. Even if dads and sons sit together and watch the ball game, it used to be that they would talk during the commercial breaks, and now they're texting their friends during the commercial break.
I know. Is this something? Wow.
It is. And, you know, children in particular are affected because they tend to feel really deprived of the parental company when their parents are on the phone and texting and online all the time. And they can't use even the commercials from cartoons. You know, if they're watching the cartoons on Saturday, they think that they're very absent. And there's a sense of isolation. And the isolation is coming from a lack of eye contact.
Okay.
So even when they're with their parents, they tend to feel lonely.
Yes. Makes sense.
And it's true. And the effect, I found an interesting study that talked about the effect of text messaging of nursing mothers on their babies. And women are actually nursing and texting at the same time, apparently, because they found enough subjects for this study.
Wow.
And they found that the children tended to take personally the lack of attention, that even newborn infants have this sense of awareness that their mother isn't looking at them, isn't focused on them, and they actually responded with a stress response.
Wow. Now, you know, the risk of using too much technology, you know, I can see socially that you're going to have a lot of dysfunctional kids not feeling that they're loved. Physically, how does the technology physically affect us? Like, I remember seeing on Dr. Oz, he was talking about actually people were developing brain tumors from technology now.
Yes.
And what's your thoughts?
It's extremely controversial because You and I want to get back to that in a little bit more detail because this is a huge question. Because studies done by, you know, people who are behind the production of cell phones are saying that these longitudinal studies, and there's no problem, there's no effect from brain chemistry. And I want to get back to that. But can I spend another minute here on the social aspect?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Because there are differences between adults texting and kids texting that, so there are social differences, and the impact is different for both adults and teens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with adults, it's a lot of the time it's work-related. So we become a workaholic society. But teens often feel sort of socially awkward in face-to-face communications. So they're texting, and what's happening is they are not outgrowing the stage of social awkwardness. So when you were a teenager, you went to the dance, and you just had to deal with it. You had to figure it out.
Yeah.
Because teens have ways to avoid this. They're just not really learning, and they're really not developing in the way that they should. So that's a serious, serious effect. And as they get older, they tend to have a sense of nostalgia for missing that phase in their life where they eased out of childhood and into adulthood, and they don't even know what they're nostalgic for because they missed that whole phase.
Uh-huh.
And it's due to the overwhelm of texting.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone is also now expecting, you know, we're the generation of instant coffee, you know, and everybody expects an immediate response. We don't even, I mean, when we had answering services, we could get back to people whenever we got back to them, but with a text message, there's an expectation that you're going to drop everything and you're going to get right back to me.
Uh-huh.
That's a huge change in social behavior.
Yes, yeah. And I really watch that. Like, you know, when we have holidays, my phone is only available at a certain time, like when we're on holidays. I don't take my cell phones are never being used when we're on holidays because I want that family closeness time and, you know, getting out and sightseeing and touring and bonding, you know, with our family. So
mm-hmm. Exactly.
It is important.
And you have to declare those no technology zones and no technology times in order to have that.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Right. But you were asking also about the physical effects, and this is huge.
Yes.
And getting back to the studies are showing two different things. They're showing that the brain is affected by cell phones and that it isn't. And the truth is, if you look at who's doing the study, you get some insight into why certain groups might want to have experienced certain findings. In research, we know that the intention of the examiner really influences the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Not deliberately, it just happens that there's whatever the examiner bias is, it affects the outcome of the study. Because if you look at what the studies are measuring, they're measuring two factors in the brain, particularly related to cell phone use. One is blood flow, and the other is glucose metabolism in the brain.
Okay.
And they have found that both of these things increase whenever you use cell phones.
Oh.
However, both of those things increase whenever your mind is active in any case. So they're concluding that the cell phone is not having any difficulties or any problems. However, there are smaller studies that are done by groups with a little less funding that are finding exactly the opposite. And they find...
Can I get you to just hold that thought for a second? We've got to go to a commercial, and then we'll touch back on that. Is that okay, Nancy?
Sounds good.
Good. Okay, we're going to just take a short break. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation about the risk of too much technology physically. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Dr. Nancy Marimer. If you've just tuned in, I want to share that we're unable to answer any of your questions today through the switchboard or through the instant feedback area on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. I do want you to encourage you to connect with me after the show through my website, AskSueLondon.com. There you'll see the contact information there. And to connect with Dr. Nancy, please visit drnancyonline.com. So that's doctor, but the drnancyonline.com. So Nancy, we had before break, we were talking about the risk of using too much technology, and we were talking about physically. Can we go back to that now?
Let's do that because that is obvious. Critical effect. The social effects are sweeping, and yet the physical effects are critical. So let's look at it in that context. Yes, there is some research that shows that even 30 minutes a day of cell phone use with the phone right up to the ear is related to a higher frequency of brain tumors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just putting the phone up to your ear. Even if you don't own a cell phone, and you walk outside, you're affected by cell phone towers. There's all of the radio waves from the cell phone towers. So you're being affected all the time, whether you use a computer or a cell phone, because of all of the energy that's out there, the frequency waves that are out there. And whenever you use technology, one of the things that happens, particularly with computers and the internet, mm-hmm. is that your brain waves slow down and the information gets in. Now, why is that important? Because when the brain waves slow down, and we're talking now really about the physical effects, you are more likely to become addicted to the internet. You know, we've talked about internet addiction. The brain waves slow down, the information goes in, and the pleasure centers in the brain begin to light up. They like what they see. Once pleasure centers are connected to anything, whether it's the pleasure center that you feel when you pass the donut shop or the pleasure center of watching the internet, this is particularly a big issue with pornography internet addiction. Once the brain decides that it likes what it sees, it starts to crave it, just like an addict craves heroin. Yes.
Not good.
Not good. So you really want to be on the internet. You may become anxious if you are out somewhere and you don't have internet access. You may experience all of the withdrawal symptoms that an addict would experience when they can't use their technology. That's why what you talked about with these technology-free times and zones.
Yeah.
Critical. It prevents the addiction. It breaks addictive behavior.
Now, let me ask you this. What can we do on an individual basis to keep our technology safe and keep ourselves happy? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, that's, again, these questions, because we're trying to manage a lot of different things.
Yeah.
We're trying to manage the distraction and the inattention that come from using technology. We're trying to manage the addiction and compulsion to use technology, and we're really looking at changes in social behavior. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of different things to try to manage in looking at what do we do about it. Mm-hmm. So if we look at cell phones, for example, one of the things you can do with cell phones is to use an earpiece so that you don't have the phone directly up to your ear, and the earpiece with a wire or the earpiece, the freestanding earpiece, are better. I was doing, in my practice today, I used kinesiology, and I was testing a woman who had a cell phone piece in her ear, and all of her muscles were weak. And as soon as her to take it out and muscle tested her again, her strength returned, just from getting the technology out of her ear.
Isn't that amazing? Now, what's your thoughts on, I don't know what they're called, it's, you can have them in your car when you're driving, and it's like you can talk like a Bluetooth, kind of like, you know, in your GPS?
Yeah.
And so you're not having anything at your ear at all. I guess those would still be harmful for you as well, wouldn't they? But not as bad, maybe?
They're not nearly as bad because you're distancing yourself from the actual source of the transmission.
Okay.
So that is better. Yeah, and I know, you know, a lot of cars are set up with these sort of automatic Bluetooth. Yeah, that's an improvement, actually. The further you can get, people always said, don't stand directly in front of your microwave. Don't sit directly in front of your television. These are things that we've heard for years.
Yeah.
And radio frequency waves are everywhere now. I mean, there are more and more towers all the time.
Well, you know, I think it's just becoming, you know, such, like, being brought up now because an awareness, because everywhere you go, you see either someone on their phone texting or, you know, in airports, my gosh, it used to be years ago rare that you'd see someone on their computer. Now you see the iPads out, the iTouches, the laptops and everything going. It's almost like every other person has one, you know?
They do. And that actually brings us to some healthy use of technology. Because some of the solutions are in the technology.
Okay.
It's very, very interesting. There are some stress management programs on the computer that you can plug yourself in, actually plug yourself in to a relaxation CD.
And would that be your CD?
It is not my CD.
Oh, okay, because you have a good one.
No, mine is still, mine can be downloaded onto an MP3 player.
Okay.
but some people have actually put their recordings on internet websites, and people can just listen to them or download them onto their MP3 players. And you can do a relaxation exercise. Let's say you have a half an hour, somebody's late to meet you, and you can actually get on your computer and benefit from that time. There's an app. They're what I call happy apps.
Okay.
And there's an app called Live Happy. And it gives you tips for a positive outlook. So you can get your happy app every day. You can get a tip for a positive outlook on life sent to you through these apps on your iPad.
Wow.
Yeah, interesting. Mm-hmm. And you can actually you can look up the stress response. There are three-dimensional diagrams of the brain that show you what the stress response is and what technology is doing to you while you're using technology. So think about that for a minute. And there's an encyclopedia of psychology as an app, and it's also available through the internet, where you can look up health issues. Not just, you know, we have the WebMD. You can also look up emotional kinds of issues and understanding responses related to stress. And last but not least, there's online technology now. There's online therapy. You can Skype actual therapy.
Wow.
Yes. You can manage stress and receive counseling. And there are some apps and some websites. And there are just some individual people who have, through using all of the ethical guidelines that are involved, have set up counseling and therapy through Skype.
Wow, it amazes me. I'm just so proud of myself that I can do finally Skype and I can make the BlackBerry work. So that's a huge growing moment for me. It amazes me. There's so much stuff out there.
It's huge. And that's another social issue. Somebody will say, well, just use the hyperlink and blah, blah, blah. And not everybody understands what that means.
I know exactly. Just when I think I have something figured out, there's something new that comes along, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the new thing that you have to know to be hip.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know what, really, like, you know, I'm not in that category. Like, it's just a matter, if I learn it, I learn it. But I know kids are great at keeping me, you know, in the loop of the things that I need to know. And I'm very, very grateful to my children of all ages. You know, it's great. And, you know, I remember, when you're talking about technology and that, I remember years ago, my daughter, when she was in grade one, so we're going back 17 years, she broke her arm. And I had bought her, oh my gosh, I don't know what it's called. It's like a Game Boy, I guess you call it. And the doctor had said to me, be careful and watch her with that because they could cause seizures. And, you know, I never even thought about even that. And that's kind of a form of technology, right?
How old was your daughter at the time?
She was in grade one. So she would have been seven.
Nintendo has actually come out and said that there are very specific games that should not be used with children under six.
Wow, is that interesting? Wow.
For two reasons, and some for children older. The reason is that the brain is still developing prior to the age of six, and that certain video games can interfere with brain development.
Wow, Nancy, I hate to do this. We got to take another break. Can I get you to hold that thought?
I'll be right back.
Okay, good. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio. When we come back, Nancy's going to share some more solutions with you and enlighten you some more. So you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to explore more about this eye-opening subject. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light for a Spiritual and Healing Journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Dr. Nancy Marimer. If you've just tuned in, I want to share that unfortunately today we can't answer any of your questions through the switchboard or through the instant feedback area on TransformationTalkRadio.com site. I, however, do want you to encourage for you to connect with us, so please visit my website, AskSueLondon.com. Make sure you go to the contact area and send me an email. I love hearing all your feedback. And to connect with Nancy, please visit Dr., that's spelled D-R, Nancy, online.com. Again, it's Dr., spelled as D-R, Nancy, online.com. Now, Nancy, let's pick up where we were just before the break and talk about that technology with the Game Boys and that.
Yes, we were talking about technology and the effects on the body and on the emotions and social development of the using of video games. And one of the things that they found, not only with violent television, violent video games, things that they see on the internet, when there's too much violence and aggression, kids do not develop proper empathy. They don't develop empathetic responses to victims because they see people with so much aggression. They see so much aggression. They see often very few consequences for the aggressor. So they and very few feelings of sadness or any type of appropriate emotional response for the victims. You know, it's just the Power Rangers, you know, out there killing everybody. And so what happens is they don't develop the appropriate empathetic response for victims. Mm-hmm. And what's happening in our society, the bullying problem is out of control. We wonder why. Because we're showing kids aggressive images, aggressive behaviors without allowing them the time to empathetically connect with the victims. So they're not having that capacity.
And, you know, like in my house with my kids when they were growing up, and I'm now the second generation with a grandchild, I don't let them watch a lot of those shows out there. Even the Family Channel now, I find some of the shows aren't appropriate. And I'll stick on like a Disney movie, you know, Snow White or Bambi, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, movies like that. That's what everyone's allowed to watch in our house, you know, with the kids when they're young. Because the cartoons they have out now for kids are, I'm sorry, I think they're too violent in my eye.
They are.
You're saying, yeah.
You know, too violent, and they show a lot of disrespect on the part of children. So, the models there aren't really as healthy as they should be. And one of the big problems with all of this is that kids are not learning how to be alone.
No.
They're not learning how to spend time with themselves.
And I bet you there's a lot not doing sports either, is there? I bet you, the fitness.
Definitely. So they're not really learning how to spend time alone, how to be with themselves. And they're not even taking time to sit still long enough to get in touch with what they really want and who they really are, because they're so busy being shaped by all of these influences.
Now, let me ask you, so let's look at, you know, what are the issues for parenting with technology? What Let's touch on that now.
Well, it depends a bit on the age of the parents, because younger parents are equally guilty.
I know.
Yeah. You know, they were in the generation that grew up with technology, and it's very much a part of their life. The problem is that a lot of the parents and kids don't know, they don't have a comprehension of life without technology.
Yeah.
And They're not really separate from it. It's just a part of the culture, and mm-hmm. it's a part of the parental culture as well as the children's culture. Sometimes less with parents, but parents, you know, can be just as guilty of never quitting work because they're always available. You know, they're always mm-hmm. being and so on. So a couple of the things that everybody should do is, you know, besides having family time, have quiet time where everybody has to go and entertain themselves.
Yeah, and you know, you know what I loved? Gosh, it's been a couple months ago. We have had some pretty doozy storms here, and we lost power, and I loved it because we were sitting on a Sunday, and of course that's our family day. It was pitch black, but you know, I think we lost the power or something like 7 o'clock or so. It was starting to get dark. I think this was before the time change, and we were all sitting. Of course, everyone goes to our bedroom. Three dogs, you know, husband and myself, and a daughter, and we're all sitting on our king-size bed with candles beside us. And there was nothing, there was no technology that could get in the way of us connecting, and it was absolutely wonderful. And it's amazing how you just go to grab, you know, you gravitate to that technology, and you're kind of lost when you don't have that. And that's pretty sad, you know?
It's sad, but as you said, it's great.
I loved it. Oh, yeah.
And you know, if you just said, okay, for 1 hour, I'm going to take a walk and I'm going to turn my phone off, mm-hmm. and started to notice what's around you, started to see physical surroundings and actually soak in nature, you would find that a lot of the energy that gets depleted by using technology would get replaced and restored.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, Nancy, let's talk about, you've got a book. Can you share with everyone your book?
The new book, Sue?
Yes.
New book is Top 10 Tips for Lasting Happiness. And each chapter was written by an author who specializes in one of the things that has been proven to cause success. So each chapter is tailor-made to one of the things that research has told us we need in order to be happy. So you can, it's such a great book because if you're only interested in a few of the areas, you can just read those authors' articles. I know I'm one of these people that, picks through a book and reads certain things and reads what interests me, so this is ideal. And it just came out this week. This is my first
review. Good!
About it. This is, we're breaking out.
Good for you. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, we're announcing right here. And you can go to drnancyonline.com, and right on the homepage, there's a little video sample of the book and the authors.
Good.
You can click on that just for fun.
Okay.
And get to see what the book is about and what's in it.
Good. Now, is this a hard copy as well as an ebook, or is this just
right now? It's just hard copy.
Okay. Okay. So they go to your website and they order it from there. Yes.
Right. And after they watch the video, they can click to purchase if they want to.
Perfect.
And go ahead and get a copy. And the idea of the book is that it was part of a happiness project. Let's all write articles. Let's get the articles out. Let's tell people what makes you happy. And let's spread as much happiness as we can.
Yes.
The world is not necessarily such a happy place right now. And we need to raise that. We need to lift that energy up and move happiness in as many ways into as many people as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of the book is maybe you're a happiness expert, but it's a great gift for someone that you want to be happy.
Absolutely. Now, how can people, let me ask you, what services do you offer? How can people work with you?
Well, I offer spiritual fitness coaching, and that is non-local. So we can do that over the phone or on Skype.
Sure.
Spiritual fitness coaching is for people who want to live a spiritual life and want to help get moved to the next level of next level of spiritual growth and the next level of what they're to do in their life. So that is something that we can do from a distance. And I also, you mentioned my DVD for health.
Yes.
DVD for Health is just an amazing, really, and I can say that because it was made by a committee. I'm not the only one. I can say it is amazing to just sit, relax, and watch a DVD and allow the hypnosis to help heal the body.
Good. Well, that's great. Well, guys, you do want to check out Nancy's website, Doctor, and that's drnancyonline.com. Now, Nancy, in 2 minutes, no pressure, what message of inspiration do you want to leave with our listeners?
On the happy, healthy technology concept?
Sure. Whatever you want to share with them.
Okay. I would want to tell people that technology does make us happy because it connects us socially. And social connection is the number one thing that people identify that causes them happiness. Interesting.
Yeah.
So staying socially connected is one of the most important things that you can do for yourself. And if that involves the internet, then so be it. But just remember to get some voice time and some face time, because the internet is not the only way to connect socially. And I think sometimes we really forget that, and we need to have real relationships in life.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Nancy, it has been such a pleasure having you on the show today and sharing this topic. It amazes me. I want to share, just take a second before we go to break. What happens for me, I'm very sensitive to energy, and we've been talking about negative energy and the negative, what technology can do. What happens for me if I were to sit down and watch a show that was negative? I would actually bloat. My body actually bloats. Like, I just take on that negative energy. So that's just, one thing that I'm aware of it has done to me. But how scary is it to know all of the things that Nancy shared with us today? Nancy, you're such a joy and pleasure. Thank you for everything you're doing for others. And I'm grateful, to have had you on the show today.
It was my pleasure, too.
This is Sue London with Get Inspired Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'm going to share some of my upcoming events that you're going to want to check out, and I'm going to give you some tips on how to have balance in your life. So stay tuned, folks. We're going to be right back.
in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I want to take this part of the show to share what I've got going on that may interest you to be a part of, and then I want to share some tips with you to help you to create the life that you desire. So first of all, let me just share a couple of my upcoming events. So many of you have been asking, where can you can come and get inspired by me or meet me at some of my events? Well, I have a speaking event that is booked and it's open to the public. The event is called What Women Want Expo. It's a little ways off, but tickets are selling now. So you might want to check it out now. Don't wait because they will sell out. The event is on Wednesday, October the 12th from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And this event is being held in Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. I am the keynote speaker that night, and I will be giving the talk, Create the Life That You Desire. I'll be giving you lots of tools and techniques to help you to clear the stuff that's holding you back and to go on to soar in your life, just as I have done so successfully. After the presentation, I will be doing a book signing and giving out lots of hugs and sharing and that. So it's going to be a really, really great night. So again, that event is What Women Want Expo, and it's Wednesday, October the 12th from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, for more details and to purchase your tickets, and again, they're selling now, folks, so don't wait. You call 905-401-6449. Again, the number is 905-401-6449. You can see details on my website if you have not had a chance to write this down. If you go to AskSueLondon.com and go in the calendar for Wednesday, October the 12th, you'll see all these details on there again, just in case you don't have a piece of paper handy by right now. Also now, because I'm a Reiki master, I have many requests asking if I would just teach one more Reiki class. For those of you that may not be aware what Reiki is a healing energy modality that was done on me to help me to heal Crohn's disease. Reiki works on four levels, your physical, your emotional, your spiritual, and your mental levels. Being a Reiki healer, I've been able to help my family, my friends, and my animals go on and heal and create the life that they once only dreamed of. This is such a great tool that I'm so grateful to have in my life. And on Saturday, July the 9th, from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, not only will I be teaching you a level one Reiki class where you're going to learn how to work on people and animals, and let me tell you, folks, my personal dogs, my little puppies are going to be there for you to do Reiki on. So you're also going to learn how to connect with your angels, your loved ones, and your pets on the other side. I will also be including coaching techniques in the workshop to help you to release the things that have been holding you back. I have been personally coached by secret teachers John Assaraf and Jack Canfield. The tools and the techniques they use with me, I will be using them with you. And then I will also teach you how to use them with others. So it is going to be a fun, filled, empowering day. A day, guys, that you're not going to want to miss. So this class is being held in Burlington, Ontario, Canada. Again, the date is Saturday, July the 9th from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is only open to 10 students maximum. So email me today with your phone number and I will get you booked in and reserved. As the motivational speaker, guys, I'm available to come to your area to inspire your group. So to book me for your event, connect with me through my website, AskSueLondon.com, and you're going to go to the contact page, and there you'll see my phone number and my email, and I'd love to talk with you and help you inspire your people. Now, I want to talk, we're going to talk about the tip of the week. We're going to talk about the tip being bring balance into your life. With my busy schedule, it is so important for me to have balance in my life. But, you know, guys, it's also important for you to have that same balance in your life. If you look at it, you're on a plane crash. You're on a plane and it's crashing. Who are you going to put the oxygen on first, yourself or your loved one? Obviously, you're going to put it on yourself because you have to help yourself first before you can help others. So you need to have that balance so you don't drain yourself and give all your energy away. So these are just some few little tips to help you so that you can have more balance, have more energy. This is kind of how I start my week. Okay, every Sunday night, I sit down. I look at my day timer and I decide how my week is going to unfold. I actually create how my week will unfold, folks. When I was once given 30 minutes to live in my life, health for me and always will be a priority for me. I want to keep my health. So the highlight, each day, I look at when I will get some form of fitness into my day. And I go to the gym 5 times a week. I work with a personal trainer one of those days. So I highlight that in my book. Family is also important for me. So I highlight when I have dates with my family and my husband. Sunday is always our family day. For our meals, it is very important for us and myself to continue to eat very healthy. I have a busy schedule. I need to have good energy in my body to keep up with it. I use a slow cooker when I'm preparing many of our meals. I want to share a little recipe with you that is so easy. I'm going to tell you, again, you're learning more about Sue London. I am not the main cook in our house. My husband is my hero when he comes to cooking. So here's a recipe that is so idiot-proof, guys, and it tastes fabulous. What I do is I take boneless, skinless chicken breasts, and I put them in our slow cooker. They're frozen. I put them on low around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I put Italian dressing over it. I cook it on low, and by supper time, 5:30, I bring them out, and they are done. And I include vegetables such as broccoli or a salad. And this is a recipe we cook a lot, and it's delicious. So you guys got to try it. And again, slow cookers are amazing for helping you to have, more balance. So you're not spending so much time in the kitchen. To keep balance, I do a lot of organizing ahead. I prepare a list of our meals so whoever's the cook that day, they know what they're going to prepare. And in our house, it's teamwork. We all take turns cooking. Now, if we're going to be out a lot during the week, often Sunday, which of course is our family day, we all work together and we all pre-cook meals and stick them in the freezer. So there's another suggestion for you guys. Get away from the technology and pre-make your meals. Whenever my children want something from me, here's a tip to help you to free up some time. When my kids were, early teens, before they were driving, they would say, "Mom, drive me here, drive me here. Can you do this? Can you do that?" Well, I came up with this little deal with them, and I would say, that's great. I'd love to take you so-and-so, here, wherever, but that's going to take my time. So what are you going to do for me in return? You will be amazed at how this technique will work for your children when you say, "I'd love to help you, but what are you doing for me in return?" It is amazing what you will see will happen. I found that my daughter got tired of doing extra chores like, cleaning the car, this kind of stuff. And she saved her money and she got a bus pass. And now she's driving. It's even less running for her I have to do. So, guys, these are just simple techniques to help you so that you can do what you really love to do, what you need to do. Try them in your daily routine and see how your life will be having more balance. I want to thank my guest today, Dr. Nancy Marie Moore, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on Get Inspired Radio, my special guest is Paul DeBerger, and you're going to want to tune into this one, anyone who's in business, because we're going to be talking about how to use social media in your business. On behalf of my guest, Dr. Nancy Marie Moore, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you next week, same time. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.